Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The odds appear stacked against US President Donald Trump as the US Supreme Court is likely to rule today on the legality of his global tariffs war. Over 70% traders are betting that the court will declare the tariffs illegal, a decision that could shape how US presidents use emergency powers, reports Money Control. We also examine the voting patterns of the judges and the possible outcomes, while Ishan Gera explains why even a favorable ruling won't leave New Delhi entirely unscathed. A turf war over who controls connectivity inside an airport has reached the regulator's office. Private telecom operators have approached TRAI seeking intervention over alleged monopolistic practices at Navi Mumbai International Airport, where each telco is being charged 92 lakh rupees per month for using the single in-building telecom network deployed by the airport operator, reports Danish Khan. Fast-track demergers, a reform introduced by the government to make corporate restructuring quicker, cheaper and business-friendly, are running into unexpected tax hurdles, reports Pavan Burgula. Currently, such demergers are not exempt transactions under tax rules, resulting in tax incidents that makes genuine intra-group reorganizations commercially unviable. The union budget, to be presented on February 1st, is expected to unveil Stand Up India 2, a revamp of the existing scheme that will raise the maximum loan size to about 2 crore rupees, up from the current 1 crore rupees, reports Meghna Mittal. Unacademy is pivoting to a franchise model for its offline centres after acquisition talks with Upgrade collapsed over valuation differences. Aryaman Gupta and Chandra R. Shrikant report that the edtech firm will exit its company-operated centres by April, allowing third parties to manage day-to-day operations while Unacademy focuses on academics, technology and product development. Infosys's ADR rose more than 2% in pre-market trading in New York after the IT company raised its annual revenue growth forecast. However, a one-time hit crimped quarterly profit. Charlene Agrawal reports that Infosys reported a 2.2% decline in profit for the fiscal third quarter, dragged down by a one-time 1,289 crore rupees labor code related charge. It still raised its FY26 revenue growth forecast to as much as 3.5% on the back of robust deal wins. Geopolitics is shaping global tech supply chains, with the US inviting India to join Pax Silica, a US-led coalition aimed at securing the semiconductor and AI supply chain. Danish Khan explains how the move could ease India's access to critical minerals, chip-making know-how and AI compute capacity. Ahik Sur reports that the Pax Silica invite puts India's critical minerals push under the spotlight. And finally, we take a look at the finances of India's wealthiest city as the municipal corporation goes to vote tomorrow. Ishan Gera crunched the numbers to find that the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation now spends nearly 60% of its budget on capital expenditure, setting Mumbai apart from other cities. But with revenues rising slowly, this heavy infrastructure spending model may prove a tough fiscal test for the city's next civic leadership. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.